I'm so happy I didn't have to go first. I feel like, well, first of all, it was kind of a trip, like waiting for Netta to reply to that message, because I also feel like I don't have the language, like the faculty to quite talk about what we do. And so I was interested to hear what Netta was going to say. I sent Netta this like page of this book I have, and the page is it's from like this archive of zines in like Germany in the 70s, and they had this like psychedelic page that said, "Think of your dreams as realities." And I sent it to her, and I was like, "This would be an amazing class title, like a course title for a class we could co-teach," because I really feel like Netta and I have this like amazing chemistry. We work together in this like rapid fire dream state. It's like, oh, okay, like if we can understand that what we each want is fluid and always changing, how can we help each other to do the things we want to do and what continues to interest us rather than like taking projects as straightforward prompts, how can we turn projects into what moves us and inspires us at the time. Like during this time, we were also teaching a zine workshop to teachers at the Cornell Tech program during quarantine. And we like to set, it was like a zine, it was supposed to be like a straightforward zine, summer zine workshop. And what we decided to do was put together a curriculum of that we're calling right now alternative zine histories. And so I was very inspired. So like I collected readings that I felt really aligned. And then Netta collected like Ida B. Wells posters, like pamphlets, things that like aren't a part of the normative zine history that we think should be included. And it's like every time I work with Netta, like we our friendship informs what we do. And I like it specifically with the zine projects and the course I'm talking about. I think Netta has like an amazing quality and faculty of being able to like contemporaneously synthesize what's happening in front of her and like how she wants to lead a discussion. And so with those zine projects, like she was an educator in both of those courses for like a week or 2 weeks or so. And then I was getting the material as the classes were happening, and then I was designing a publication for the student showcase. So I was like contemporaneously designing what Netta was bringing to me. And yeah, I think we both really enjoy like how invigorating these projects are, but at the same time would love to have access to like a grant or resources to slow down and like really think about what we would want to do together moving forward.